very difficult to speak about Rosh Hashanah. It's serious, it's frightening, it's confusing, it's almost paralyzing. And to get clear exactly our avodah, how we should be reacting, how we should be working on the day when Sefer HaChaim and Sefer HaMeisim besuchim lefanecha, in front of Rabbeinu Shleilam, Malachim yichafezun, Malachim are panicking, there has to be a very powerful Kriyas HaTorah to show us what to do. Kriyas HaTorah is not something that was instituted by Chazal to get through the Torah for Bekiyas, or to have the Kavod HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is there to give us a shir, a practical shir, halacha l'maisa, how we should be living our life in that week, in that time, in that period. And therefore, the fact that Chazal, within a nevuah, chose the Parshas Vayera, Parshas Vayera, as the Kriyas HaTorah for Rosh Hashanah, there must be some very, very deep intrinsic lessons that we can learn, what we should be focusing on Rosh Hashanah, and Be'ezer Hashem, by doing that, how we can actually better ourselves and better our following year. For us and all Klal Yisrael. The first day, we read about Vashem Poka de Soro Kasha Oma. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Soro, and we have the birth of Yitzchok, we have the fact that Yitzchok was brought up in Avraham and Soro's home, and a little bit about Yitzchok, what goes on there, how Yishmael gets involved, and then that's a parasha. The next day, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, is what we talk about is the element of the Akedah, which is the greatest Nisoyan we have all the way through the Torah, which created Yiddishkeit, which created the first Jew. Now we can understand already why we have that Rosh Hashanah. It's the biggest Nisoyan, it's the biggest test. Avraham Avinu won through it. Ati Yadati, now I know. This is a final hammer blow that made Avraham Avinu the father of Klal Yisrael. But what about the first day? Yitzchok is born. So Gemara says, the reason why I read on Rosh Hashanah, Yitzchok's birth was because Sora was Nifkad, she was remembered in Rosh Hashanah. But we say, Mila Nifkad Kiyemazir, everyone's remembered in Rosh Hashanah. So what's exactly the idea behind it? What's going on over here that gives us a message that's going to change our life completely? So I saw a few very, very beautiful pieces in Rav Schwab Sefer, of Shimon Schwab. And he said, listen to this very carefully. Let's go through this curve. Beautiful. The kasha is what connection do we have between Rosh Hashanah and the fact Yitzchak Avinu was born, and on the first of Rosh Hashanah? Why is that so inspiring? What's that do to us? What are we supposed to be focusing on that's going to actually make a difference to us and the way we come across with regard to avodah in Rosh Hashanah? So let's go through this carefully. Let's go through a parasha. Perek Chof Aleph, Posuk Ches. Okay, Posuk Hei. V'Avram b'me'a shon b'volid lo yis Yitzchok b'nei. Avram Avinu was 100 years old, and Yitzchok was born. V'atoy me Sora, and Sora says, Chok osli lekim kol ha'shmei yitzachat li, everyone will laugh. V'atoy me mimile l'Avram, heniku vonim l'Sora, heniku vonim Sora, heniku vonim Sora, Sora, what's heniku? Heinikot, nursed, plural. Vonim, many children. Sora. Ki ladati ben neskunov, because I gave birth to an old man. So why is it Heinikot vonim sora? Plural, we'll see in a second. Vidal hayele, the child grew up, vegoma, vayasavrom, mishta, godl, beyem, vegoma, and his made a big party. Vatere es sora. Okay, end of the first part of the story. Vatere es sora es ben hoga hamitris. This is what we read on Rosh Hashanah. She saw as ben Hoga Hamitzris, the child of Hoga Mitzris, Asher Yoldo LaAvram, that was born to Avram Mitzachik. What does Mitzachik mean, says Rashi? Mitzachik normally means he's joking around, right? Says Rashi, no. Loshan Avodah Zara, Gila Arayis, and Shvichas Domim. That was Yishmol. Avodah Zara, Gila Arayis, and Shvichas Domim. So she said to her husband Avram, "Gorei Sha'oma Zoyis Vespano, drive out this nation, Ha'oma, this maidservant, Vespano and her child, Kile Yirash Ben'oma Zoyis in Bnei Yitzchok. This woman is not going to have a part of my upbringing with my son Yitzchok." Vayera Hadovam Oy Bein Avram, is looked very bad on Oydes Bonoi. with regard to the son. Avram, Hashem said to Avram, Al yera beinecha naval mesecha. Don't be too bad. Kol ashtoyim alecha sora. Everything sora says shoma because listen to her. Ki be Yitzchok yikor lechol zora. Yitzchok is the main child. V'gamis haben ha'omar l'goyah simenu. Don't worry, this child will also make great. Ki zarachahu. Fine. Next morning. V'yashkev v'omar boikev. Avram got up early. V'ikach lechem v'chem asmayim. He brought bread and water. V'itin al hogo. Soma shichm v'seel v'yishalcheho. He took the child and Hogar and threw them out of the house. Vatelech vateis midbar be'er shava, and in the middle of the midbar. Vayichlu ha'mayim in ha'chemes, and the water finished off on the flask. Vatashich esayelet tachas achat ha'sichin, and she put the child, cast the child away underneath one of the sichim, under one of the plants there. Vatelech vateis lo minegev harchik tach v'keshes, she stayed far away. Ki omrosh al erev moisei, I don't want to see the child. Vateis minegev vatiso es koyle vatefk, and she cried. Vayishma Elikim Eskol Hanar. Hakadosh Baruch Hu heard the voice of the Nar. Vayikra Malach Elikim El Hogam and Shom Vayim Malach Hogam. Atiru Kishom Elikim Eskol Hanar. Ba'asher Hu Shom. Okay? Kubit Si'i, etc., etc. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, there's a few very, very important Torahs. Number one, Chazal say as follows. The Chazal say that Ba'asher Hu Shom means that Hashem said through the Malach, I'm seeing Yishma Ba'asher Hu Shom. What's Ba'asher Hu Shom? According to the actions that he does now, he's being judged. He says, what's going to be with this child? He says, tzaddik or rosh? He says, no, right now he's a tzaddik. And therefore, since right now he's a tzaddik, he's going to be judged. I'm going to save his life. He's a tzaddik. The pasuk said before, mitzachik. What's mitzachik mean? Gila royos, shvichas damim, aveda zara. The three worst. Cardinal sin. Great name for a galach. Cardinal sin. Three cardinal sins. Right? Here we have terrible, terrible stuff. Here he's doing mitzachik. He's a rosh, a gilah roi, shvich zon vayizara. And what is this? Mitzachik. And it's Ba'asher Hu Shom, he's a tzaddik. Number one. Number two, if he was doing such terrible things, why was it so bad for Avraham Avinu to throw him out? Pasuk says, "Vayera hadavam oid be'ene Avram." It was a terrible thing what happened to send him out. Why is it so terrible? He's a rosh and marusha. The guy's chayv misa. He's chayv on a three horrid valley avars. What's it so bad? Secondly, thirdly, what's pshat pasuk? Vatera soras ben hogam mitzris, ashe yoldo la Avraham mitzachik. And Sarah saw his ben Hogam is Ashi Yoldo La Avram, is born to Avram Mitzachik. What's that Ashi Yoldo La Avram? What does that mean? Ashi Yoldo La Avram Mitzachik. You got it? Three kashas. Ba'asher Hu Shom seems to be, Rashi brings down from the Gemara already, from the Medrash, that he was at Tzaddik at the time, in the Midbar he was at Tzaddik. If he was doing Gila Rois, Shvich Sam Vedazora, why is he at Tzaddik? Number one. Number two, if he was such a Rosh doing those three things, why does it say, why does it say it was so bad? Number two. And number three, why does it say Ashayoldo la Avram etzachik? Okay? Ashayoldo la Avram. Obviously, Yishmael was born to Avram Avinu. It says the Shwab like this. On Rosh Hashanah, we say Hayoim Haras Olam. Yeah? Im Kavonim, Im Kavodim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's two ways you can relate to us. Like children, like sons, or like Avodim. If it's av kavonim, krachnina of abonim, have rachmanas to us like a father has rachmanas on his own sons. Im kavodim, if it's like avodim, then einein lechot tluyos, ashet chaninim saitzi k'oyrim mishpatenu oyim mekodesh. Then we look up to you until you bring out our judgment. K'oyrim mishpatenu oyim mekodesh. What does it mean? K'oyrim mishpatenu. What does it mean? The light, k'oyr, like light our judgment. What's k'oyr? What does that mean? Are you with me? So what's going on here? Im kavodim. Says Rav Schwab, this machlekus, Avram and Sarah, was a machlekus of im kavodim. How do you relate to Yishmael? How do you relate to a person doing such terrible things? How do you relate to him? Avram Avinu says, Vatera vayeradov mo'i ben Avram al oidas benoi. It was terrible what happened to his son. Avram Avinu reckoned it like his own son. So Avram Avinu, it was kavonim. It was as if Yishmael was his own son, and the son, he has special rachmanos over. With Sarah, though, it says, Goresh esa oma azois for espanor. Get rid of this maidservant and her son. In other words, to Sora it was avodim. So im kavonim, im kavodim. There's machlekus between Avram Avinu and Sora was, do you look at Ishmael as a ben, and therefore he has special rachmanas, or do you look at Ishmael as an eved, and you get rid of an eved who misbehaves? That's machlekus Avram and Sora. Okay, now, what was wrong with Ishmael? What was going on in the previous pasuk? The pasuk says, "Heiniku vonim Sora." Yeah, Sora fed many children. Why did she feed many children? What's going on? Says a medrash, "Heiniku vonim Sora." Umahu bonim loshen rabim, asks Rashi. What is bonim in the loshen rabim? Says Rashi, "Beyoyim hamishte," on a day of the party they made when Yitzchak was born, or he was weaned off. "Heviu hasorois beinehem imohem veiniku oisom." All the mothers of the Soros, all the ministers' wives, brought along their little babies along. Shohoya Oimrois, they said, Lo Yolda Soro. Soro did not give birth to this child. Neither is it from Avram Avinu. Elo Asufi Heviu Minashuk. They picked up this deserted, this kid that was left out on the streets, and they brought him home, and they made a whole farce, and really, it was not a ness. Avram didn't have any children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not make a nest for Avram and Sarah. This child is an Asufi. He was an abandoned child they found in a railway station. They brought him home like Paddington Bear, and they made him into Yitzchak. That's it. That's it. That's as far as it goes. There is no nest. There's no Ashkocha Pratis. There's no Nevuas. It's all. It's a joke. Sarah cannot feed. You'll see. It's the whole thing's a hoax. What happened then? Sarah fed all these children. And therefore that proved. It proved Niku vonim Sora. Sora fed the children. That proved that Sora ultimately was the mother, and she was capable of nursing a child at 90 years old. Okay. In other words, what these Sorim tried to do, what these ministers tried to do, was say, Rebbeinu Shloim, you don't exist. There's no Avraham. There's no special relationship here. There's no Nissim going on over here. There's no Ashkocha Protus over here. Avraham Avinu is nothing special. You know why? Because he doesn't have a special king. There's nothing between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The problem is, they weren't the only ones. Yishmael was in with this Leitzonus as well. Yishmael was in with this Mitzachik. That was a joke he was playing too. He says, Avraham Avinu, this kid's an Asufi. This child, Yitzchak, he's not a son of yours. He's picked up on the street, he's nothing. He's an abandoned child he found. He's an Asufi. Okay? Says a Pasuk. But Teira Soros ben Hoga Hamitzris, Ashe Yolda La Avraham Mitzachik. The fact that you say that he's born to Avram Avinu, Mitzachik, that's a joke. So Ashe Yolda La Avraham is not referring to Yishmael. It's what Yishmael was saying with regard to Yitzchak. Ashe Yolda La Avraham, that this child, Yitzchak, is born to Avram. Garbage. It's Mitzachek. It's a joke. He wasn't born to Avram. It's an Asufi. He was in with the whole Litzonus. Says Rav Shimon Schwab, once a person reaches a level where there's no Ashkocha Protis, where there's no Nisim, where there's no special relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he is capable of doing Gilaroyes, Shvichas Domim, and Avodah Zarah. No Malchius makes a child capable of absolutely having no relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and no relationship with any kind of retribution or schar for his mitzvahs or aveiros. Therefore, when it says on Mitzachik over here, the Litzonus, the joke, the mockery, that is no HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving any nes to Avraham Avinu, made him now capable of being in a position of being able to quite freely do our Gila Reis, Shvich Sama, and Avodah Zarah. Did he do it yet? No. But there's nothing stopping him. Exactly. Okay? So therefore, the Pasuk is saying over here, no Malchius, no relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, nothing great, Mitzachik, that can cause Gila Reis, Shvich Sama, and Avodah Zarah. What happened to him, Rabbi Isai? What happened to this Machlekus, Avram and Sarah? HaKodesh Baruch Hu says, Avram Avinu, you say it's Im Kabonim. Sora, you say it's Im Kavodim? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I Paskun. Halacha's like Sora. In other words, he's an Eved. Im Kavodim. If it's an Eved, Im Kavodim, Einenu Lachot Luyois. We look up to you, Ad Shetachoneni Besoitzi Ka'oy Mishpatenu. If it's an Eved, in other words, if it's Din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I beg you one thing. Bring it ka'oyr mishpatedu. Let us see what's going on over here. What happened with Yishmael? Fantastic. Yishmael said about Yitzchak, what's Yitzchak? What's the whole Litzonus? Yitzchak's Nasufi. What's Nasufi? An abandoned child. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what are you doing? What are you doing? He's saying he's an abandoned child. Yishmael, I'm going to make you an abandoned child. Avram Avinu threw him out of the house. His mother left him. His mother went, Havik Mach Tachavei Keshe. She went far away. And this poor little Yishmael is in a burning desert and a little bush somewhere. And he's thinking to himself, Ribbono Shel Olam, wow, I'm a Nasufi. Here I was, making fun of Yitzchak, saying he's a Nasufi, and Hashem made me a Nasufi. Ba'asher hu shomi de tshuva. At that moment, when he saw the clarity of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing him, he got clarity, he got oyer. Im kavodim, if it's chas v'shalom midas hadin, then allow us to see your midas hadin so clearly, that ka'oyer mishpatei should be clear like light. At that moment, ba'asher hu shomi de tshuva. That was the story of Yishmael. And that is Im Kabonim, Im Kavodim, and Ka'oir. We say to Ribbono Shel Olam, we read in this parashah, we say Ribbono Shel Olam, Im Kabonim, Ribbono Shel Olam, you are Avinu, you are our father. Please, please relate to us like a father. And overlook the silly things we do. But you know what? If Midas HaDin kicks in, and we have to see Chas V'Shalom, how you deal with us is Din, we say Im Kavodim, if Kavodim, it should be Ka'oir Mishpatenu. Unless... show us clearly where we went wrong. Show us clearly where we can reconnect with the Melech. Show us Ka'orim Mishpatein. Let us see how we're living and how disconnected we are, and show our fault that where we can climb back and connect again with Ribbono Shel Olam. Le David Hashem Oiri VeYishi Oiri Zerosh Hashanah. We ask Malchus. Here we are, and you're the Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Show us if it's Kavodim. Show us where we have disconnected. Show us your greatness in Malchus. Show us how great you are. Show us how low we are. Show us where we've disconnected and reconnect again with your Malchus. So this part of the parasha is teaching us Malchus. It's teaching us how to go about reconnect with the Ribbono Shel Olam, seeing his Hashgacha Pratis to us, his relationship with us, and asking him and begging him please to treat us with rachamim. And if not, show us where we went wrong, that we can reconnect with your Malchus yet again. That's the first part of this week's parasha, of the Kriyas Torah. Later on in the parasha, much later on, we have the Akedah. Okay? And the Akedah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Avram Avinu, Vayach Advarim Ha'ele, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tesim, Vayoyme Elov Avraham, Vayoyme Hineni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi, so listen to this, this is unbelievable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to Avram Avinu and he says, Avram Avinu, Vayoyme Avram, Vayoyme Elav Avram, Vayoyme Hineni, I'm here. Vayoyme, and he said to him exactly what he should do. Okay? See, here we have Avram Avinu being told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu exactly what to do. Later on in the parasha, Avram Avinu is about to do the Akedah, about to offer up Yitzchak, what the parasha say? Vayikra Elav Malach Hashem Min HaShemayim. A malach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out from Shemayim, Vayoyme Avram Avram, Vayoyme Hineni. So who's speaking to him now? A malach. Vayoyme, and the malach says, Al tishrech yod chalana, do not send your hand up to the child, Vatasim umad, not do anything, ki ati yadati, ki I know ki ro'e lekim ato. Again, ask for Schwab. Why is it that beginning when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him, it was Avram getting a message directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Directly. Why is it that later on it's done through a shliach? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it through a malach rather than HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak directly to Avram Avinu and say, Atas Lei Mu'uma? You ever think about that? Why through a malach? Avram Avinu deserves to be spoken to directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the ultimate nisayon. He's passed it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to you, Avram, well done. Stop. Don't do anything. Why through a malach? Chazal say, "V'zacharti esprisi Yaakov, va'af esprisi Yitzchok." We say this is one of the main pesukim of Zichronos. Part of the davening is Zichronos, trying to stir up memories, as it were, kaviyochel of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the pasuk says, "V'zacharti esprisi Yaakov, va'af esprisi Yitzchok." I remember the bris of Yitzchok. What bris of Yitzchok? Says Chazal. Sha'afroi shel Yitzchok nira lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ash of the burnt Yitzchok appears in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umunach agabi ha-mizbeach and is on top of the mizbeach. The ash of Yitzchok HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees in front of him in Rosh Hashanah. And that ash is a thing that brings rachamim to Klal Yisrael. I don't know, maybe I've got a different story. But there wasn't any ash. It never happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped him. Where's this ash? Where's Yitzchok burnt? It wasn't burnt. Atasim Uma, do nothing to him. Where's this ash? What happened here? Says Rav Schwab, you know what happened here? He was burnt. He is Afroi is in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Afer is right there. The ash is right there. 1 second. There's no ash. The answer is, of course, there's ash. There's a difference. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not reckon an action by its result. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reckons an action. In reality, the effort and intent that went into it. And that is it. For the Bein Shalem, as long as he had the intent, as long as he did the effort, then the result has been created. Avraham Avinu had the intention, he did the effort, Yitzchok is burnt. That's it. He wasn't burnt. That the reality is, the result plus intent creates a reality. That is with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's all it is. It's that intent and effort creates a result. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the world differently to the way we look at it and even the way Malachim look at it. Human beings look at something as a result. What happened in the end? No, what happened? Did he burn him? Did he not burn him? How can he possibly have ash if he didn't burn him? That's in a physical world. And even in by Malachim. Malachim is they have to fulfill a purpose. If he didn't fulfill it, never happened. But the Bein Shlomo doesn't work that way. Says the Schwab, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have called out to Yitzchok, to Avraham Avinu and said, Avraham Avinu, don't do it, stop. It looks as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is halting the result of the actions. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, stop, don't do it. Which isn't true, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has happened already. You can't stop him. Since Avraham Avinu had the intent, and since he put in the effort, how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, stop? It's done. It's over. The afray is there. The ash is there. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only do it through a shliach, because a shliach, the way a shliach speaks, he sees something as an absolute physicality. Is it there? Or is it not there? Is Yitzchok burnt? Is it not burnt? He hasn't been burnt yet. Don't burn him. Don't shecht him. In other words, zichroinos, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu views an action, really as an action, is if your intent and effort was put in. If intent and effort is put in, it doesn't matter what happened in the end. When we go to Rebbein Shalom Zichronus, and we say Rebbein Shalom, remember, and we come to him, Rosh Hashanah, we come to Yom Kippur, and say Rebbein Shalom, I tried. I really tried. I had a terrible, terrible Yetzer Hara. And I worked on it. And last year I promised I'll bring results. And I'm sorry Hashem, I didn't. I'm still in the same miserable position. But I tried, and you know I tried. That, as far as the Kosh Baruch is concerned, is you've won, you've done it. That's it. That's Zichronos. Zichronos is your intent and the effort you put in. Maybe next year you should do it, intend something slightly different and work something differently. Okay, that you need guidance for, that you need musa for. That, okay, that's something else. But what we are going for, Zichronos, is Rebbeinu Shloilam, I really did my best. Look at what I did. That is Zichronos. That is what another lesson of this parasha, of parasha of the year, read on Rosh Hashanah is all about. It's not the result. Come Rebbeinu, look, I did this X, Y. No, I worked hard. It didn't work. I tried to make peace with somebody else who I fell out with. Rebbeinu Shalom, I tried. He doesn't want it. So it's a failure. On the contrary, you did your best. You've made all the good intentions. It's done. You've made Shalom. Well done. Zichronos. That's what's going to be front of Rebbeinu Shalom. It's a very, very important concept.
Yeah? Yeah. But like the question, if a coin falls out of your pocket and a beggar picks it up, then you get the scar. It's like you're given charity. There was no action, there was no intent.
Okay. That's already Hashkocha Protis. If you have Charot that he picked it up, then you don't get the mitzvah. if at the end, if you at least get the schar for the intent that works back lechatchila, as it were. Okay, that's another word. Let's carry on. The pasuk carries on. The pasuk says after everything, Vayisa Avram is Einov. Avram Vina picked up his eyes. Vayar, and he saw Vehine Ayil Achar Nechas Vesvach Vekarna, was caught in a bush. Vayelech Avram, and took the ayil Vayele Lo Oyle Tachas Benoy. Rabbi, so what does it mean? Vayar Vehine Ayil Achar. He saw a different ayil. Nechas Vesvach Vekarna. What's Ayil Achar?
Yes.
So on that we say the Mishnah brings down already in Ovis, Sheshes Mei Bereishis, there was a aisle there that was Miyuchad there, that was set there from the 6 days of creation on Erev Shabbos. There was an aisle. Avraham Avinu left that aisle, he took another aisle, aisle Acha, he bought another aisle, says a Kli Yakar. What's this all about? Explains a Kli Yakar very, very briefly. What is the idea that we bring korbanos from animals? Animals have horns. Horns are a motion of rebellion. If you have horns, where they have horns sticking up, it's rebelling against Ribbono Shel Olam. They're like poking, it's like an act of war against Ribbono Shel Olam. You have animals that have horns sticking out of their head, or on the right and the left, that is poking around the people. You're going against people. It's horns on both sides of their head. Yeah? A big chet. Like Sanhedrin or Kohen Gadol do a big chet, you need a big power. You need a big animal with big horns. And you take that animal and you shecht it and bring it as a korban. That is breaking the rebellion and bringing a korban. A smaller person needs smaller rebellion, etc., etc. Okay? This, we have a case where we have Avraham Avinu is after the Akedah and he sees aisle. A ram caught in the svach b'karnav, is caught in the svach, is caught there. What's the ayil acher? So one is caught in the bush, that is referring to Odom Arishin, that's chet. There's a, entangled in the bush is referring to entangled in the Eitz Hadas, that's one thing. But the other acher is referring to the chet on a regular basis. And the chet on a regular basis brings a Medrash Rabbah, acher is referring to, it brought down, it says very clearly, it says, "V'hina ayil acher mahu acher kol hayomim yisrael nechozim ba'averus." All year round, Klal Yisrael are held in averus, umistabchim b'tzoros, and they're involved and they're stuck in tzoros. V'soifon nehigoyel b'karnu shel ayil, and in the end, they will become a geula with a keren shel ayil. What is the acher referring to? Says the Kli Yakar, that is a shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Every year we're involved in chet. Every year we have a rebellion that we have to do tshuva for. We have our karnaim sticking right up. We're stuck in the bush of the chet of Odom Arishoyim, and we're stuck in our own chetoyim, our acher. What do? We take a shofar. And what do we say, Ribbono Shel Olam? This horn of rebellion, these averus we do, we are doing tshuva me'ahava, and we're going to take this horn of rebellion, and we're going to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, you are our melech. We're going to do tshuva me'ahava. And we do tshuva ma'ava, all the averus become zechusim. This is a very deep concept of the Kli Yakar, but basically, the idea behind this is, very simply, that Avraham Avinu, after all this, and a high level of Kedusha and Tahara, and Nisoyin, he saw that the Kuda of Chet, and he said, and Rosh Hashanah is a concept of taking our Chet, taking our rebellion of the horns against Ribbono Shel Olam, against people around us, turning around and saying Ribbono Shel Olam, making noise Ribbono Shel Olam, we are coronating you with that noise. That is shofaros. So we have Malchus, we have Zichronus, and we have shofaros. All so far in this Kriyas HaTorah. I just want to finish off with three quick more Purushim, very, very quickly. I always felt very sorry for the guy at the end of the parasha. You know, the end, you sell the Aliyus, and the end of the parasha, you know, on Chamishi, on the second day, you have the guy beforehand, he's bought the Akedah. Wow, you know, wow, that's worth money. Then you have the end. This guy bought the Aliyah. What happened? Avraham is told that Milcah also had children to Nochir. Ochicha to Nochah, the brother of Avram. Espus Bechoiroi, Vespus Ochi, Ves Kmuel, Ves Kesev, Ves Chazoi, Ves Pildosh, Ves Yidlof, Ves Vesuel. Yeah, Usul Yadis Rifka, So you had eight. We all the milk and nochal here. Abraham pilak shoish mar umo tidgam. He is tevach with gacha. Vetachash ves macho. Ah, wow, inspiring. You know, eight. She had eight kids, and the pilegish had four kids, and now mamish and this is a different person. What's going on over here? Says Rashi, what's pshat by he achrei hadvarim eile? After this, says Rashi, b'shuvoi mahar hamaria, coming back from the Akeda, hoy Avrama har hervo ime. Avram Vino is thinking, ulai hoy bni shochut. If my son, what would have happened if my son would have been shechted? Kvar hoy hoylich bleibonim. I wouldn't have any children. No continuation. Hoy lila siyo ishim b'nois ona eshkel mamir. I should have gotten married beforehand. Bisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him no. Shonoldo Rivka Bazoga. Only now his shidduch came about. V'zehu hadvarim eile. After dvarim eile. In other words, kapshutoi. The way you learn Rashi in a very basic level is Avram Vino is saying, "Wow, that was a close one. Whew. If I would have shechted Yitzchak, that's it. End of the dynasty. But that's it. Bye, Avram. Lucky. Wow, that's a close shave." Whew, I should have married him off beforehand, because if I would have married him off beforehand, you know, I would have had something from him. If Yisrael would have been killed, would have had kids from him. Continuation. Wow, that was a close one. I should have done that. So Avraham said, no. He should have just came about now. That's how you learn Rashi Kepshutoi. Says a Kotzka, wrong pshat. Says a Kotzka, Avraham Avinu is saying, Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm responsible. I'm sorry. You wanted to make me bring up my son Yitzchak. But how could I offer up Yitzchak? I just realize now that you said keep Yitzchak yikar lechazara. You promised me children. You promised me continuation. And therefore, because I was not involved in marrying off Yitzchak earlier and having grandchildren, I blew it. I made the contradiction between offering up Yitzchak and having continuation from Yitzchak. What an idiot! I should have married off Yitzchak beforehand, and therefore had continuation from Yitzchak, and then I could have offered him up. See, Avrino was beating himself up. Rebbeinu Shlomo, I'm so sorry. I should have married him off beforehand. Had a vow. I wish I would have married him off beforehand. Then I could have slaughtered my own child. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't worry. No, he didn't have a shidduch beforehand. Only now his shidduch came about. Nothing to worry about. We say in Rosh Hashanah, Leman Cholekim Chaim. This is the Man Chalekim Chaim we're talking about. This is how far we have to go to Man Chalekim Chaim. Every decision in life, how could you make a bigger Kiddush Hashem? I should have done this, I should have done that, I should have done this in order to sacrifice my own son for Kiddush Hashem. That's the Man Chalekim Chaim. That's how far we're supposed to regret, not look for excuses, but regret our actions, that halavai we could have done something that could have murdered our own son, slaughtered our own son, in order to keep your Leman Chalekim Chaim. That's how far Leman Chalekim Chaim goes. That's on one side of the story. On the other side of the story, says Apostle, V'yugad la'avram le'mo yehine yodam milko gam he bonim nochachir. What's shak gam he? Also her. Says Rashi, gam he. Af he hishtaf hishvosa mishpochiseha lemishpochis Avram Yud Beis. He connected 12 to 12. Ma Avram Yud Beis Shvatim Shotsum Yaakov Ches Bnei Gvirus Dara Bnei Shvachis Af Elu Ches Bnei Gvirus Dara Bnei Plegesh. In other words, Rashi says over here, Gam he means you got to even it up. 12 from Klal Yisrael, then you have 12 from the Goyim or the Zelu Umazel, one against the other. Okay. The Ramban says something else, says the Yonisah ben Uziel. Gam he means the schus of Sarah. Because Sarah had a child called Yitzchak, Rabbi Isai, because Sarah had a child called Yitzchak, that is why gam he, that's why Milcah also could have children. Why? Explains Ramosha. Ramosha Feinstein says of this. We don't know why the world has a billion people here or 100 million there. What's it going to do with us? Why does it affect us? We are here to keep the Torah, to make Kiddush Hashem. Why have 100 million atheists in this country? Or what for? What's it going to help us? The Rambam says that Kosh Baruch Hu will sometimes arrange that a whole huge palace is built with vineyards just in order For one short time, a tzaddik will pass through. He'll sit under the shade of the walls and enjoy the fruit from the vineyard. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do and create a whole environment just for the Klal Yisrael to have a little bit of pleasure. Says Rav Moshe, because we have a Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make 12 nations, umos, in order to be around to supply Yitzchak with his needs. That is a koyach of a tzaddik. That is a chreina l'chaim. When we are zoicha to chaim, when we are zoicha to life, we're not just zoicha to a little mingy life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a whole environment. He'll create 12 huge nations just in order to supply for one short period of time that yid who needs life. That's the kind of chaim we're asking for. Zochreinu l'chaim, alachopetz b'chaim. That's the life we're asking for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us a real life. May the whole world run around us. Give us everything you possibly need in order to have a life, which is a man chalekim chaim, which is absolutely for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covered. And finally, with Malchus clear, Zochreinu clear, Shofaros clear, with the man chalekim chaim clear, with Zochreinu l'chaim clear, we're flying. You know, we come back from Rosh Hashanah, you know, we're back from shul, and you know, the Rav's drasha, and we have the shofaros, and we have musaf, and you have the singing, and we're inspired, and we come home, and the kids are being silly. Yeah? They're dipping the honey in, and getting honey marks right along the tablecloth, and the wife is, you know, she wasn't in shul, or she's just there for the shofaros, you know, and she wants your attention. What are you talking about? I'm a safer mason, a safer machayim. You know what I am? Unbelievable. Watch it. Says the Shamshon Rafal Hirsch. Look at this. The parasha said a few times. The parasha says, "Vayoshav Avraham on the Orof." After leaving Akedah, Avraham went back to his children, to his Na'orof. Who was that? Ishmael and Eliezer, v'yakumu v'yelchu yachdov, and they went back together. Says the Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, what's about went back together? After all Avraham Avinu went through, he was in the peak of a nesoyin. He had mamish spoken to Rabbi Rabbeinu Shloim. He had managed the biggest nesoyin, him and Yitzchok. Can you imagine what they were feeling coming down from the Mokam Akeda on the Har Abayis, on Har Moriah? Building the future, they've been victorious, the one in the Soyin. And there's a couple of chevra there, you know, there's schleppers there, porters, that they have to relate with. They haven't got time to talk with them. They haven't got nothing to do with them. They're flying, they're not ruchnius world. So the Pasuk, no. So the Shamsha Falhish Vayelchu Yachdov. They went completely down to earth. They were completely with them. They went back with them. No snobbery. No flying in the sky. You've got kids at home. You've got to come home and you've got to speak to the kids the way kids need to be related to. You've got to speak to them with patience. You've got to speak to your wife with patience. You've got to speak to those people. Nebuch didn't have such experience with Shoni Yom Kippur. Ve'yelchu yachdov, after a very, very fantastic experience, you have to remember that some people never had this experience, unfortunately, because they're doing what they should be doing. Kids are growing up and wife is looking after the kids. You know, they're doing what they're doing. But don't be too Kaddish. Ve'elcha yachdov, join in Rosh Hashanah in a way that you're going to bring the whole family together. You're going to give them the lessons of Malchus, Zechrinus, and Shefus. Bring them up. Don't look chas v'shalom down at them. On the contrary, yachdov, together, bring them up. Enjoy them. Make them enjoy Rosh Hashanah. Make them be inspired by Rosh Hashanah. Be'ezr Hashem, we should all have the kasiva v'chasim and teva, eshnas ge'ula v'yishua.
Amen.